Ben, cool day we got coming up tomorrow, and why don't you fill me in on your background and how you came about to choose going to the academy?
Yeah, see, my grandpa was always my hero growing up, and just to follow in his footsteps, and if I could be half the man that he was, I'd live a successful life, because we've had a long tradition in my family. I mean, there's been a Colonel Garland in the Air Force ever since we broke off from the Army, Air Force, so it's been a cool experience. I really wanted to follow in their footsteps.
No doubt, man. Man, go through the academy, becomes a second lieutenant upon graduation. What's next? Tell us about the process that goes on for you and your brothers who graduate and become a second lieutenant. Then what happens?
Every guy that graduates from the Air Force Academy graduates as a second lieutenant. So you're automatically an officer. And for a lot of young guys, it's a lot of responsibility because you're 21 years old. And when you enter, you outrank about 75% of the military. And you got chiefs who you technically outrank who have served 30 years, and they're asking, sir, what do we do? Yeah. But even then, in reality, you're taking a lot of advice from them, and they're actually telling you what to do, but technically, you outrank them.
Where did you go upon graduation? I know you played ball, too, but where you were stationed first?
I got the opportunity to serve at Scott Air Force Base as a public affairs officer, and we had about 30 under my direct command, and in our post, we were supposed to have a captain and a major and a lieutenant colonel, but it was just me, so I was practically in charge with some help of some civilians, and it was an awesome opportunity, but a lot of responsibility for my very first assignment.
Sometimes as a leader, sometimes just getting thrown into the fire is the best way to learn, and it's like, all right, man, I got to go for it right now.
Absolutely, and that's kind of what you want it, you know, that challenge and opportunity. Like you said, you have so many great people and so many enlisted older guys. They're the ones that really take your back and help you out.
Yeah, mentor is big. As far as being in the Guard, take us through that process now. As a player and then still being in the Guard?
Yeah, currently serving as a captain at Buckley Air Force Base and the National Guard. And I got that opportunity to work with some great people. The Guard's a little different because in the Air Force, usually you move all around every 2 years, you PCS, but in the Guard, people you work with the whole time, so they might be there for 30 years straight.
Right.
So it's a great opportunity to really work with some people, get some great connections, and serve.
Yeah, that's cool, man. Well, we're pumped for you, man. We're proud of you, and let's go kick ass this weekend.
Oh, yeah.